Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Let's get to Shaw on the Road.
Okay, well, we're back. Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Oh, man. What I meant to say was, we're back. Happy New Year, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Trump Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. He got to me, man. He got to me.
Okay.
Now he's got his name on our show.
Well, I hope you got paid.
No, I didn't. Well, does he pay anybody?
No.
Not yet. The only problem with having it on there, I think, other than just being gross, is that it's, you know, and now all of a sudden, like, all our guests are going to start canceling.
Yeah.
Right.
Our audience is going to go from the core four to the core two, you know.
Only at first.
Only at first.
Once we bring the rest of the cult in.
Yeah, right.
Our numbers will be bigly.
Bigger than ever.
Bigly.
The biggest you've ever seen in the history of bigness.
Tremendous. Mm-hmm.
Tremendous.
Yep.
2026, folks. Here we go.
So there's a show that is on Radio St. Pete right before us, and it's Jay Sun in St. Pete Live. And I wanted to say thank you for a nice lead-in and also wish him a happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. So
happy birthday, Jason.
Right. Let's see. We're coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Genzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
And we're live every Friday, unless we're sick as dogs.
Nearly dead. in the studio, kind of back from the dead, my blushing bride, Stephanie. She's over there. She's the sick veteran.
Veteran.
In the house. She's
been
dealing with this this crud for a month. Next to her is our boy, Ty Ginn. And he just informed us that now he feels like he has the crud.
Yeah,
so,
and actually, I'm kind of happy about that because the way he was walking around here when you and I were dying, acting like he was all high and mighty.
Sharing
look at you old caring. Folks. Look at all you old folks and your diseases. They don't touch the young. Guess what, buddy? Buckle up. It's a long ride.
Like I'm even that young.
Right.
Shh, Ty, anyway. Don't tell people.
Yeah.
The older you are, the older we are.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. We have a lot of stuff to talk about on the show this evening. Things you might want to be commenting on, and you certainly can. You can call us or text us at 727-804-5891. One more time, 727-804-5891. We'd love to hear from you. Help us out.
Heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new goals.
That's it. We were off last Friday because, quite frankly, we were dying. We were pretty much dying over here.
It feels like we haven't done the show in a month.
I'm telling you, it really does. A little rusty.
NyQuil will do that.
Yeah, it's a time warp. It's the NyQuil time warp. Let's see. Steph, you've had the crud for about a month.
Yeah,
like
about
said.
A month.
I started getting the crud like last Wednesday, and then it jumped on me good and hard for Christmas and then through New Year's. By Friday, last Friday, when it came time to do the show, it was like, there's no way.
Know.
There's no way we can do the show. There's no way. Neither one of us could put together like three words without having a huge coughing fit. Right? So it was
great
better
for radio.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. And listen,
flu season, everybody.
I'm so afraid it's going to happen this evening. It could still happen. Bear
he
with us.
He couldn't take the NyQuil. Yeah. He has to stay awake for the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be cool if I was over here nodding off.
Flying high again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, if you're into a lot of snot and terrible chest congestion, this crud is for you.
Yeah,
those are both good bands.
Well,
what's the name of the band? A lot of snot?
Terrible snot.
Terrible snot. Terrible chest congestion. Yeah. So anyway, it's
we
bad.
Have a cough due to cold.
We're actually calling it the plague of 25. It's not good. Not a good thing. One of the things that I've heard is that there's quite a few people out there going through the same thing. And the flu shots that everybody was getting apparently doesn't do anything for this.
Oh, great.
So this one is a different strain from what vaccine is.
From what they
that's been given.
Right. What they expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in a couple weeks, they'll tell us that it's from China.
Yeah.
China. Mm-hmm. So Christmas and New Year sort of blew through so fast that I feel like I almost missed it.
You want to do it again?
Well, I mean, we might as well. We have all the lights and stuff set up.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go ahead and do it. But no, really.
It's easier to do it again than take it all down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just really, this year just seemed like the buildup was big, and then all of a sudden it's like, that's it? It's over?
Well, yeah. We're in a trauma fog.
Trauma fog, right. Mm-hmm. Trauma fog. I hope everybody had a happy and well Christmas holidays. Everybody was well. Nobody else was sick like us. Are you still decorated? That's the big question. Who out there is still decorated with all their Christmas lights and stuff? I guess it's too early.
It's too early.
Do some people just take it down like the day after Christmas? I think that's sacrilegious.
They're too ambitious.
It's like they were never really into it
in the first place.
Yeah.
It seems like there was one year that like the day after Christmas we were so done.
We tore it down.
We made it all go away. And it's like, well, that's unlucky. You're supposed to leave it up till at least the first of the year.
Right.
Now,
here we are now, the second. And I'm not really itching to take it down. I love the way it looks. It's pretty.
It's pretty. It's very pretty. Where you cross the line is it when it's all still up at Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Somewhere.
Easter tree.
Well, maybe what we could do is take all the ornaments off and then just put a bunch of tulips on it. Tulips and bunnies.
Eggs.
Eggs, tulips, and bunnies.
Yeah, good to go.
And bacon.
And bacon.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I saw something that said that Americans spend $6 billion a year on festive holiday. Holiday decor.
Not me, man.
$6 billion a year. You're part of it.
I don't have that kind of money.
No, we're not individually spending $6 billion, but
it's a thing.
All together,
it's a market.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And
I don't know that we spent any money really this year, did we? We didn't have to buy new lights. All of our decorations are handmade.
I spent about $100 on the crafty stuff.
Okay. Well, that's up there.
And that included
$100 worth of construction paper, pipe cleaners,
glue. And glitter,
googly eyes.
The most disappointing glue.
And popsicle sticks.
The glue that's
some
about
tablecloths.
As sticky as dish soap.
Yeah, we bought this glue that they forgot to put the sticky in. It's just water.
It's sanitizer.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that I was, I mentioned this to my dad earlier today when I talked to him, and he had no idea about any of this, but one of the most uplifting things I've seen over the holidays are the 19 monks walking from Texas to Washington, D.C. to promote peace. I think that's fantastic.
It's very cool.
It's very, very cool. I've seen quite a few videos of their journey.
And, on TikTok?
On TikTok, and I've not seen any pushback. I've only seen...
goodwill?
Yeah, a lot of goodwill, and not just from the folks whose towns they're walking through, but from the authorities. You know, everybody's being real cool about it, so...
giving them food and water, yeah. And...
So, their journey, this is like a 2,300-mile walk from Texas to Washington, D.C.
And conditions are not favorable.
I mean, it's cold out there, and they're just wearing robes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And sandals.
And some of them, I've seen every once in a while, you'll see one walking barefoot. It's like, come on, man.
What are you doing?
Put your sandals on.
Lose your flops.
I saw that their journey is
someone
expected.
Someone needed their shoes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their journey is expected to conclude in February. They started walking October 26th.
Wow.
Yeah, from Fort Worth, Texas. So you can track their real-time progress on an interactive map via their Facebook page and news sites. I've been watching them on TikTok. So right. It's pretty cool. All you have to do is catch one of their videos of them walking, click like, and then you'll get, it'll be in your algorithm now, and you'll get to see their journey. But it looks very cool to me. I've never wanted to be a monk in my life, but now I'm considering it.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like a lot of walking.
Yeah, well.
Because you like to walk so much.
Let's not, yeah. Maybe I won't be the walking monk. Mm-hmm. I'll be at the, stay back at the. At the ranch and
right.
Hold the fort down.
Tend to the animals.
You do a lot of yoga.
You do that too.
Well, I'm bendy. I like that type.
You know, getting them to take my little, what is it, quarter mile walk on the beach. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Honey, that's a death march.
I did that once carrying Millie.
See, really, that's, you're a hero.
I felt like a hero.
I bet.
You were a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Mildred in tow.
So that was the uplifting thing, the monks, the 19 monks walking from Texas to Washington, D.C., spreading messages of compassion and unity.
Yes, and peace. And hope.
Right.
And love.
Yeah, one of the more disturbing things I heard over the holidays is Trump putting his name on just about every damn thing.
Yep.
Yeah. He put his name on the Kennedy Center. That went over well. He's been trying to put his name on the Nobel Peace Prize, the Trump Ballroom, the Arc de Trump, Trump Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
It's because he's on his way out.
I tell you honestly, I really wouldn't mind seeing his name on a tombstone.
Yeah.
That would be
okay. That'd look pretty good.
That would be okay, yeah. Big Can you imagine being the Kennedys? I would be suing his ass.
Well, there's not many of them left.
Well, there's enough. There's enough. That's a huge family. There's a lot of grandkids.
They may not all have the same last name, right. But they still have the lineage.
Right.
I think mostly they're just embarrassed of, you know, the creature.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, every year the Kennedy Center does their Kennedy Center's honors in its show. And it's a show that honor, you know, different celebrities and things like that. This year... Trump, now that he has taken over the Kennedy Center, he had to host it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ratings came back, and they are 35% down from the year before.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's great. It's better than ever.
Farther. Well, they were supposed to have a New Year's Eve concert canceled because the artist said, nope, you put your name on it, shouldn't have, we're out.
Yep.
And artists are canceling right and left, so I don't know how well that's going to go over for... for the Cheeto. But,
big names, too. Yeah. Like, all of the showings of Hamilton, they're done.
Yeah.
They're not doing it.
Right. So.
No, now they're working on the new Trump production.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that going to be? Haven't even heard that.
Well, no. I'm being...
Some kind of Hunger Games, I'm sure.
Oh.
But knowing... what I know about the producers of Hamilton,
yeah,
it will be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And should be a great show.
Right.
once it comes out.
Okay. One of the other things that he's been doing on over the holidays is he keeps blowing up those Venezuelan boats.
Yeah.
In a dock now, and it's, I guess...
well, we're taking the land back that they stole from
yeah,
us.
Yeah, right. Well, he apparently has now blown up 35 boats and killed more than 100 people. Mm. In my book, that makes you a...
war
psycho
criminal.
Killer.
Oh, he didn't play that song.
No, I
should. Land invasion imminent.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Get ready for another 20-year forever war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everything I've seen from, like, clips of Maduro, he's playing it kind of cool. He's like, look, man, we can talk. We don't have to do war and all that. He's kind of, it seems like he's laid back about the whole thing. You know, he doesn't seem to be in a panic mode or anything. So,
because he knows we don't fight well in a jungle.
Right. And then also, what
just
over
like,
the
come on over here.
Also over the holidays, didn't we bombed Nigeria?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
For no reason. Just because. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Well, supposedly they're hiding ISIS.
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah. But apparently the people from Nigeria are like, really? That's news to us.
We don't have food enough for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would we feed and house them?
Yeah. Let's see. Did either of you make a New Year's resolution?
I did not, but
survive.
I intend to make a bingo card.
Okay. We're going to talk about bingo cards here in just a second, but I think... I did not make a New Year's resolution, but I was thinking about it before the show, and it's like a couple shows ago, I said that I needed to have my prostate checked.
Yeah.
So I think this is the year.
Okay.
Going to get that prostate checked.
We'll put it on your bingo card.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're gonna get like a wax first?
I'm going to get fingered. Is what I'm going to get, Ty.
You're going to clean it up first?
Going in raw dog after a day of working out in the sun. Probably,
unpleasant for everyone.
Making a couple of deposits prior to my visit. Just go in there and give them the business. This is what we're working with here.
An gross. Underwhelming wiping job.
Gross, Ty. That's why we have you on the show.
Yeah.
So, about the bingo cards.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the other option. I don't know, I guess we became aware of bingo cards through Jamie.
Last year.
Was it last year or even the year
before?
Maybe. Talking about these bingo cards, and basically these bingo cards are sort of like things that you predict might happen during the year and things that you hope might happen during the year.
Right.
You know, and it can be about anything. It could be about Trump. It could be about celebrities. It could be about your career.
Could be your resolution.
Could be about relocation.
Yeah.
Could be about Dick Van Dyke. Clint Eastwood.
Chevy Chase.
Anybody want to put those names on their bingo card? I think that's a good bet. The only thing about the bingo cards is it's I don't really know what's the payoff. Is it just where you go through the year and you're able to check off an event, but there's no I win, there's no bingo at the end, or is there?
Yeah,
it's just,
look,
I called it.
I called it.
That's it. You just get to say I called it.
Self-satisfaction.
Okay, I dig that. So, yeah, if you haven't started a bingo card, you might want to consider it.
Yes.
I've actually seen them. You can buy them, like blank ones online that you can fill in yourself, or you can just make one.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you don't have a... plain piece of paper and a ruler to draw some
lines.
Right,
yeah.
I have some graph paper.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Just real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay for it.
The bingo card.
Create your own.
I don't know. I like it. One of the shows that I listen to every year is they have like a celebrity death pool. And it gets pretty interesting. The first week of the year, they go ahead and they pick all the ones they think might be passing during the year. And it's kind of interesting to see, if they're right or not.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little investigation
mm-hmm.
before I make my bingo card.
Right.
I want to know I haven't looked at the Epstein files, but I think there are some names in there that are probably going to disappear this year.
Could be. Could be.
Because if you know too much, you get eliminated.
So this is kind of random. I had my very first piece of pecan pie on Christmas Day over at your mom's house, Steph.
Yes.
Ever
in my life.
What are you doing?
How
is that possible?
That's what I thought, too. I'm not a big pie guy. I never have been my whole life. And, every holiday event, whatever, you see the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, the apple pie. It's all there.
And you just walk by it?
I just walk right by it.
It's a texture thing.
Yeah. But I forced myself
busy dual wielding the deviled eggs.
Something, yeah. But I forced myself to try the pecan pie, and I found it delightful. Even though Nana Kay is the whole time saying, I screwed it up. I used syrup instead of KO or Cairo or K-Ro
K-Ro
or
syrup.
Whatever the hell. And I'm like, listen, stop talking because it tastes fine to me. I wouldn't know the difference, you know. So, yeah, pecan pie, first one. Not 61 years old.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I finally, in my early 30s, was able to eat my first piece of apple pie. Mm-hmm. There's something about the texture. I put that in my mouth, and it's like, whoop. It triggers my gag reflex.
And you were a Marine.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Look, he chewed his ibuprofen.
Yeah.
You know, not the chewable kind.
No. Mm-mm.
Chewed them.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, that's a whole different thing. But just the consistency of pie has always skeeved me a little bit, and like, oof. But I'm not even sure. I'm not even 100% sure I've ever had pumpkin pie. I may not have.
You're soft.
I may not have ever had a piece of pumpkin pie.
He doesn't like to eat soft things.
You're a stain on the bloodline.
That's my legacy. The stain. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Although I think Jack and I are going to bake some banana bread tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to do that.
We got some nanas that are ready to go.
We've got some that are screaming banana bread.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk about cheese cookies?
Cheese cookies?
We can.
A couple weeks back, Ty.
Look, sometimes.
Our dear Sally Lou sent us a recipe for cheese cookies. A big hit in the Hunley family. And so mom takes the recipe, gets all the stuff, and, is reading. You know, Sally Lou doesn't just give you the ingredients, but she also gives you some tips and, some life lessons along the way, Steph goes about putting them together. And at one point I heard her go, oh, no. And I was like, what happened? She said, well, I'm supposed to put in this
red pepper flakes.
Red pepper flakes, and the top fell off, and I poured half the bottle in the mix.
Oh, the fire biscuits.
The fire biscuits.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Sally Lou said that she liked hers with a little zip, so we thought, maybe this is it.
She would put an extra shake or two in.
Yeah, not half a bottle. So,
I went to shake.
And the top fell off.
And half the bottle went in. And they were fresh, like Dad said.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these aren't red pepper flakes that I've had in the cupboard.
Yeah, these are fresh ones.
Like a year. I just got them.
Yeah, so Sally Lou, if you're listening, the cheese cookies, when she made them on the Sunday, they had some tang to them.
Quite.
The next day, you couldn't eat them. They were just way too hot. I mean, make your eyebrows drip.
And
hot, you know?
And even when I put them in the stuffing.
Yeah, so yeah.
For thanks or for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Added sausage, you know, did my whole
stuffing
recipe.
Still on fire.
Used those biscuits
mm-hmm.
instead of
breadcrumbs and all that.
Breadcrumbs right. or whatever.
Which I thought was a great idea.
It was still too hot to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So
we'll try it again.
I flubbed.
We'll try it again, but we're a little leery.
Well, and that's 100% my fault.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, I was sick. I was trying to clear my sinuses.
Mm-hmm. I cleared everything.
You're not kidding.
It has some clearing factors.
Yep. Let's see. One of the things that we do on the show quite often is we will list a lot of celebrity birthdays and celebrity deaths. What I have in front of me, but now I'm thinking we wait until after the break, is the list of celebrities that passed away in 2025.
Yeah, there's and not enough time.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's two full pages of all these people that you've known and loved your whole life, and it's like, wow.
Just trying to get out before it gets real bad.
I guess. But what we can do in just a couple minutes, one of the things that they also listed in this magazine were the top 10 movies of the year. And I find it very interesting that I haven't heard of any of these except for, I think, one, and have not seen any of them.
Mm.
So says the year's top 10 movies. Number 10, Blue Moon. You heard of Blue Moon?
Nope.
Me neither. Number 9. Caught by the Tides.
Nope.
Number 8. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Nope.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
I'd like to see that one. I like the title.
I have heard of that one. Don't know what it's about.
Well, it says, sometimes the best films are the ones that are most difficult to describe, said Lindsay Barr in the Associated Press. In this dark comedy, Rose Byrne delivers an utterly fearless performance as a mother pushed to the edge by multiplying challenges, a sick daughter, a stressful job, a disdainful shrink, and even a belligerent hamster, an exposed nerve. Come to life. I'd kick you
I'd kick you if I had legs.
Yes. So anyway, we might want to check that out. That's number 8. Number 7 was Hamnet. I have heard of Hamnet, but I have not seen that. Hamnet is sort of like a Romeo and Juliet sort of thing.
Okay. It's
a Shakespeare thing. Let's see. 6 is The Secret Agent. Haven't heard of that. Number 5, Sentimental Value. Didn't hear that. Number 4, Marty Supreme. That's Timothy Chalamet. Mm. Don't know anything. Oh, that's the ping pong player.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one about the ping pong.
Okay, so you mm-hmm. did hear about that one. Okay. I didn't hear about that one.
We just watched this. Sinners, we watched this last night, the night before.
You watched it.
Terrible.
No, it's a great movie.
It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sinners.
I had a book to read.
It's a sin
mm-hmm.
that I watched it. That was number 3.
You're
number
just
2.
Mad it had vampires.
Yeah, I was. Number 2, it was just an accident. And then the one that I do want to see, the number 1, One Battle After Another. That's the Leonardo DiCaprio one. Mm. So I do want to see that.
Where's okay. Frankenstein?
Frankenstein's not in there. Great movie.
That was a great movie.
That was a super movie. That should have definitely been in this top 10. For sure. Instead of Sinners. For sure.
God.
I think I need to watch Sinners.
It's bad, man. It's bad, bad, bad.
But did you like Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah, great. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Sinners is really bad.
Same line?
Racist.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks.
I might like it.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little Jimmy. Dig this, baby. All right, well, we're back. That was Fire with, Jimi Hendrix. He's not on this list, but the list we're about to go over.
He's not? No.
Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. Please text if you want to play along with the show. We haven't heard from anybody so far this evening.
Core four.
Which is a little alarming.
It is.
Maybe everybody's sick.
Or frozen.
Yeah. Anyway. Again, 727-804-5891. So, yeah, before the break, I said we were going to talk about the celebrities. And it's not just celebrities, but these are celebrities and people of note from a bunch of different categories. You've got stage and screen, media and publishing, music and the arts, politics, sports, business, science. So there's probably, well, there's a bunch of them in each one of those categories. But who was probably this year, as far as, let's say, stage and screen, was the one that was like, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I think probably the youngest one in this list, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes.
Yeah.
From The Cosby Show.
Yes.
I mean, he was young and he drowned on vacation. That was a sad one. Yeah. But then, you know, of course, Robert Redford, he passed away this past year. Richard Chamberlain, another great actor. Gene Hackman passed away. David Lynch, a filmmaker, he passed away. He made some great movies. Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive. He did TV's Twin Peaks. He passed away this year. David Lynch. Val Kilmer passed away. Ruth Buzzy. Yeah. Ruth Buzzy, I was like, well, I thought she died 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Ruth Buzzy. I guess that's probably because Ruth Buzzy always played that old woman all the way back from Laugh-In.
Right.
Remember? And it was like, so in my mind, she was always like 100 years old, you know. George Wendt from Cheers.
Yeah, Cheers.
That was a sad one. Loretta Swit from MASH. She passed away. Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati. She passed away. Graham Greene. Graham Greene is an American Indian actor. And just about any movie that you saw an American Indian in it, that was him.
It was him.
Graham Greene. Mm-hmm. Diane Keaton passed away. Rob Reiner, of course. So those are all the ones from the stage and screen. Media and publishing. I didn't really know a whole lot of these names because a lot of them are like broadcasters and things like that that I wasn't familiar with. But now, Jimmy Swaggart, he's in that list, who I also thought had passed away several years ago. James Dobson and Susan Stamberg. Susan Stamberg was big on NPR, the founding mother of NPR.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then music and the arts. Well, I mean, there was a bunch of them here, too.
There were so many this year.
Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Sam Moore, he passed away. I don't know that one. Here, how about Juan Quick to See Smith? Ty, isn't that your guy? Juan Quick to See Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's an indigenous artist. Mm-hmm. Roberta Flack, Sly Stone, Brian Wilson,
mm-hmm.
And Brian Wilson again. I thought he had passed several years ago. Connie Francis, Ozzy Osbourne,
mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne, D'Angelo, Jimmy Cliff. These other ones I don't know who they are. Politics, Cecil Richards, don't know. Pope Francis. Virginia Giuffre, that's the Epstein
one. Epstein victim.
Right. Charlie Kirk, Dick Cheney. Those are all the political ones. And then sports, Bob Uecker passed away.
Charlie Kirk's not a political one.
No, but he's in that list. Let's see, sports, you got Bob Uecker. Always like Bob Uecker. Dick Button, the figure skater, he passed away. George Foreman, he passed away. Hulk Hogan, Davey Johnson, he was a manager of the New York Mets. Sister Jean. Sister Jean was a basketball fan of the NCAA college basketball, and she was there forever. I think she was like 105 or something like that. She was super old. Let's see. No, 106 is what she was. And Fuzzy Zeller, legendary golfer, passed away. And then in business world, Humpy Wheeler. Humpy Wheeler passed away. Humpy Wheeler, executive who turned NASCAR into a carnival spectacle. Old Humpy Wheeler. And Giorgio Armani passed away. Mm-hmm. What was the one that was killed outside of his mansion down in South Beach?
That was...
That wasn't Armani?
No, it was...
Versace or...
I don't know. It was one of them. What's the one with the crazy looking sister? I don't know. One of them. So
it's I think it is a G name, but it's more like Versace.
Something. Gasachi. And then in science. The only one in science that I thought, I'm sure all of these people are big names. Oh, James Lovell. He was on Apollo 13. Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
Jane Goodall. Yeah. So that's a pretty big list.
And she wasn't eaten by an ape.
No, she was not. Mm-mm. Not that we know of.
Not this time.
Not this time. Yeah. So that's that. That's our passings for 2025. Now, of course, a lot of other people passed away during 2025, but...
we're not famous.
If you're not famous, we're not talking about you.
We don't care.
just not going to make the list.
Cult of personality, baby.
Yep. That's it. Ain't that it?
Grandpa Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, another one that passed away, and this somebody passed away last weekend, Bridget Bardot. She was 91 years old. So that's another one that didn't make that list, but she made my list. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Our Bucks host the Panthers tomorrow at 4:30 here at Ray J. Mm-hmm. This is a win or go home for both teams. It's over. You don't win this game, the season is over.
When's the Super Bowl?
Not for a while yet.
Not till February.
We haven't even really started the playoffs yet. So
I don't know.
It was Versace.
Versace, yeah. But anyway, yeah, so our Bucks are here in town tomorrow. We play the Carolina Panthers tomorrow at 4:30. And like I said, this is a win or go home sort of situation. So go Bucks.
And we'll see if it's going to be on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
we may be out tomorrow at 4:30.
Okay.
Ty.
Yeah.
That's fine. Do your thing.
I saw something earlier today. It said Trump visited his own golf resorts 88 times in 2025 at the cost of $116 million to American taxpayers. But don't worry. What?
If you visit your own golf course,
it
should not cost that kind of money.
Oh, talk about the grift.
Yeah.
He's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
The American taxpayer is going to pay him to play at his own place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You think he has to pay to play there? No.
No.
Mm-mm.
But we have to pay for him to play there.
Right. Yeah, but don't worry, folks. He's donating his $400,000 salary. So
he's a hero.
That sort of... That cancels it all out.
The great Quite. One.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Orange stain on America.
Orange stain on America. Take it easy, Steph. You know.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe, who?
No, I'm not. You are.
This is quality content.
It's dad joke time.
I don't know if that's a dad joke. That's some kindergarten level stuff.
Be sure to tell Millie when she's over.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
See? You can't laugh too much. It makes you cough.
Right.
We have to be NPR tonight. Otherwise, we all start coughing.
Yeah.
Our lungs can't handle.
That's it. The show's canceled.
Our lungs can't handle.
Oh, we made it in 42 minutes.
Yep. Good job, team. Yeah.
And I've only turned everybody off two or three times.
Yeah. Here's something that I started to try to watch the other day. I'm a big fan of the movie The Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. There is a movie that came out afterwards, like a spinoff, and it's The Jesus Rolls.
What?
Horrible. Absolutely. Unwatchable bad.
I've never heard of that.
What? What's wrong?
You need to put your mic up a little more. I can't get you.
Oh. Okay. When I...
Yeah.
Must have been when I was blowing my nose or
hacking
up a lung over here. I moved my microphone.
So
if you're a fan of The Big Lebowski, you probably... Listen, this is my assertion of the whole thing. Probably will not be a big fan of The Jesus Rolls.
I've never even heard of it.
How much did you watch?
I watched enough to know that I'm not watching the rest.
Okay.
It was bad.
Did not hold up.
It was bad. It was not Big Lebowski-esque at all. It was like, is this what we're doing?
Okay.
Oh, and the guy that plays Jesus, what's his name? Is it John Turturro? What? Something like that?
In The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
His voice is different in this movie. It's like, that doesn't even sound like him. So I don't know if he had some sort of, voice thing happen to him, but he sounds completely different.
That's weird.
It was bad. So don't watch it. I'm just telling you now, don't watch it. If you watch it, it's on you.
It's on you.
You've been warned.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I watched yesterday that was kind of interesting is it was sort of like a mini documentary on Mel Fisher.
Okay.
Mel Fisher,
Key West,
treasure diver,
right,
that kind of
thing. Shipwreck.
Yeah. And it was pretty interesting. One of the coolest things about that is that Steph and I actually got to meet Mel Fisher.
Yes, we did.
And it was actually, I didn't realize this, Steph, but we got to meet him shortly before he died.
Yeah.
So... yeah,
was that our first trip to Key West?
Yeah, he died December 19th, 1998.
Oh.
So, I mean, we had just been there.
We met him in October of 98.
Yeah, right.
That was the trip that moved us to Florida.
Right, yeah.
Remember when we met with him and he put the gold bar?
Yeah.
What about when
he put that gold chain around your collar? I mean, around your neck, the thing was as long as Mom, and I mean, weighed probably 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's solid gold.
Solid gold.
Yep.
They found some treasure.
Well, they ended up, I think what I heard was all in all, that it worked out to be about $450 million worth of stuff. And they think that there's more stuff out there. And what's cool is he got to keep 75% of it.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
Finders be.
Mm-hmm. And it was from, let's see.
It was a Spanish ship.
The Atocha.
Yeah.
The Atocha, right. And this ship was like from like the 1600s.
I mean,
it had been out there for a long time. But yeah, he started out as a chicken farmer. Yep.
See, you never know. Nope. Have goals. Well.
And then he moved in Ohio. He was a chicken farmer. And then he moved from there to California and got into diving because he wanted to be a treasure hunter. And he owned one of the very first dive shops in the state of California.
Wow.
And did that for years. And then got onto this whole, we're going to find the Atocha. And then for many years.
Many years.
Many. Lost a son. In the search, lost like an adult son. In the search, said that he had to keep the whole thing going. He had to refinance his house like 19 times.
Oh yeah, well, and part of the reason we were there was investing in continuing to search.
Yeah.
For other shipwrecks.
Well, they still think that what they have found at the Atocha is not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. How exciting would that be?
Mm-hmm.
And they.
Well,
they,
it's the movie Titanic.
Yeah. Well, they used to say that every day he would come to the site and say, "Today's the day.
Today is the day."
For 30 years, today's the day.
Yeah, and that's why I buy lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. Today is the day.
Yeah. It's like said that they found like a handful of doubloons or whatever.
Right.
And they were like, okay, we're on to something. And then like another year goes by with nothing.
With nothing.
And then all of a sudden he got a call one morning. It was like, we found it.
Jackpot.
We found it. Yep. So that's
there's
pretty cool.
Always hope.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Talking about underwater stuff. Ty, I know that you go on TikTok, but have you seen the octopus guy on TikTok?
No.
Oh my God, this dude, it's so cool. He's got like several octopus or octopi, and one of them's name is Tommy. One's Wanda. One is Susie, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all in their own little tanks. And what he does to sort of, you know, test their intelligence and things like that, he will give them live food like crabs or shrimp or whatever. But what he'll do is he'll put it in like a jar with a lid on it and put it in their enclosure. And it's like, they always figure out how to open it. It's amazing. And he goes, I've tried all kinds of things to try to, you know, to stump them. They always figure it out.
They're like aliens.
Oh, it's
they
unbelievable.
Are.
Now, one of the interesting things that I found out about this, and I had no idea, how long do you think octopus live?
Not very long.
Not long at all.
It's like 3 or 4 years.
Not even. A year and a half is like pushing it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy because every single one of the octopus that he had, they all have like this blue dot on mm-hmm. the side. And it doesn't matter because all the ones that he had were a little bit different species than the other one.
Right.
Some of them, you know, turned completely crazy colors. You wouldn't find them, you know. Complete camouflage. Some of them can do the camouflage and change their body structure.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
To actually look like coral, you know. So he's got like at least those three that I named, maybe more. And it's crazy. He'll go to the tank and they'll come right up to the tank and, you know, want to be, you know, he's got them on his arm and all kinds
friends.
Of stuff. Yeah. It's pretty cool, but they're so smart.
All right, that's what I want to do when I retire.
Become an octopus?
No.
You're not going to be an octogenarian. You'll be an octopus.
Kind of the same thing. Don't laugh, you'll cough.
Right.
No, but I mean, how fascinating would that be?
Oh,
I would love to... like hone in on that.
Well, what if it's, I mean, that's your job. That's what you get paid to do is now my job is I go to work every day and I play with the octopus. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. How cool is that? You just, you know, you show videos of what they're able to do.
Document mm-hmm. all of their abilities.
Yeah.
Test them.
He says,
oh, how fun.
And this guy who does the videos, I mean, he's just as amazed as everybody else. He's like, this just blows me away.
Okay.
He says, I put things in there to try to stump them. And it's like, how can they possibly figure out how to get in here? You know what I mean? How can they figure out how to get in this thing? And they do every time.
Has he ever been inked?
He hasn't been inked. Well, he may have been inked. He didn't talk about that, but he says Wanda. Now Wanda came up to the top of the tank, and she's got some arms out. He's got his arm there, and he gave her a crab. He just handed her a crab, and she ate it right away. And he said she's a little bit mad at me, and all of a sudden she started squirting water at him, not ink, but water. And he says, yeah, they can do that too. And she's mad at me because she thinks I didn't get over here soon enough this morning. So
see, that's
I made her wait. So.
Personalities.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably, if you had to think of the most intelligent animals, octopus got to be right up there.
I would rather work
top two or three.
I think I'd rather work with them.
I'd have to get past all the tentacles and the arms and stuff. That would freak me out a little bit first.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that. But, you know, trying to learn their personality.
I would rather work with the octopus than, like, dolphin. Dolphin get a little rapey.
Yeah, they're a bit rapey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and see all those tentacles? Yeah. They can give you all kinds of hand signals.
Well, you know what they say? They say that octopus have, like, 8 brains. They have, like, a brain in each one of those arms.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those arms can work independently of each other. Right.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's pretty, they're pretty cool. And I think they have like a couple of hearts and
they're weird. 15 stomachs and
okay.
30
that's,
livers. And,
that's where I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get us one.
Put it in the pool.
That's it. Millie, this is the year you're going to jump off the diving board.
And here's your baby octopus.
The octopus farm.
Yeah, right.
We have to make it salt water, though, right?
That's okay.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm all in.
All right, let's do it. Cool, man. Octopus, everybody. Yeah, what was it? Tommy, Wanda, and Susie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I have a new hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pick something here quick because we're getting close to the halfway.
Try your nose.
You know, I've been dabbing at it for a while now. It's so raw, can't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do want to talk about is the best gift you've ever received, the best or worst gift you ever received for the holidays, for Christmas. And we don't have to talk about that right now, but we will. Let's see what else. You know the rock and roller Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw him not last weekend, or maybe it was last weekend. He was at the Lions game in Detroit. Talk about somebody got old. Good Lord, Bob Seger. He and he's only 80, but he looked like he was really old. just thought I'd mention that.
I heard today that Ozzy Osbourne was offered a part in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, he may have been offered the part before Keith Richards to be the dad.
And Sharon said no.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see where it could become difficult. Ozzy,
I think it would have been a great collaboration.
I think
it
would have
been cool, but he's a lot to deal with.
He's a lot to deal with, and
it's a kids' movie.
Being able to understand what the hell he's saying is a whole nother thing. You know, not that Keith Richards was a whole lot better, but
all right. Mom says she's not able to access the show, so maybe
we're not even on air.
We should. Go to break early, because we haven't heard from anyone.
Zero, right.
And
yeah, are we even on air?
I don't know. So let's take a break.
Okay. All right, folks, with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and during the break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos. Do yourself a favor and check out these promos, because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. These shows come on later tonight after our show, and then throughout the weekend. You got talk shows, music shows, you name it, a lot of fantastic programming. We will be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, Joe Cocker, everybody, with the letter. I absolutely love that song. I love Joe Cocker's passion. Joe Cocker apparently, well, not apparently, but unfortunately passed away at the age of 70 back December 22nd, 2014. I can remember as when I was younger watching Saturday Night Live and the times when Joe Cocker and John Belushi would be on stage together, and John Belushi was aping Joe Cocker and just amazing, because Joe Cocker was in it to win it. I mean, he put his whole body and soul in there, and every once in a while he'd look over at John Belushi and he'd be like, do I look like that? You know? It was fantastic performances. Anyway, and then another thing about Joe Cocker is that he was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just this past inductee cycle. Yeah. So, and they had a big party, I think it was just the other night, and they did a little help from my friend, and there was a bunch of them up there. Susan Tedeschi was one of the singers that was singing Joe Cocker. So it was fantastic. So very good. So I have to say this. We're back, and to the core four, I'm a dope. I'm just a dope. I'm sitting over here doing this show, and I'm like, where's the core four? Where is the core four? Not one of them has said anything tonight. And old dopey me, my phone's in the other room. I plugged it in to charge it before the phone, and I forgot it in before the show, and then I forgot it in there. So I apologize. And
I found it on my way to the bathroom.
Pro gamer news.
And it was dinging.
Yeah. So yeah, we've gotten 13 text messages. Core four, Debbie Dan Gray. So it's core four. Yeah. But we had, when I looked at my phone, it was 13 text messages, and I was like, and the whole time I'm thinking, you know, maybe this isn't for us anymore. We don't have an audience. Nobody cares anymore. And old dopey me.
And mom texts me that she can't find the show.
Right.
And it's like, are we even on?
Yeah.
Are we talking to ourselves?
One of the things, Steph, we'll go over this a little bit later. Sally Lou gave a little bit of a remedy for the too much. She says sometimes she'll use a cayenne pepper, not pepper flakes, but
okay.
She says make sure the top is on tight.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah,
right. Use the shaker part.
Yeah. <right. laughs> So
I think they would have been lovely.
Yeah.
If I had put an extra shake in and not half the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I just adjust the recipe to, a half a teaspoon.
See, Lenny and Solve, concerned about our health, want to know if we've taken any emergency.
I have.
And then
emergency cran apple juice. We're on the whole regime.
Yeah. BB, the most gorgeous badass ever, and then Octopussy. So. Bridget Bardot, I'm assuming is what she's talking about there. Bridget Bardot. So that's that.
Thank you all for listening.
Paul just says, still love you. Love the music. Joe is one of my favorites. Singing along, coughing all the way, imagining myself as John Belushi. Excellent. Yeah.
You throw a little cough and cold medicine into the show.
Yeah.
Makes it a little more interesting.
Well, it can make your voice a little bit more interesting, too. It gives that sort of like that sexy, raspy sort of
performance enhancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sexy, raspy is...
Long time, lifetime smoker.
Is
one lung.
Cool guy.
But the mental stability of cough and cold.
Mm.
Where's my phone?
All right, let's get back to it. But really, thank you, Core Four, everybody. Appreciate you.
Wow.
I I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's four.
Sounds to me like there's more than a core four, but, you know, I'm just saying. You're all the core four to us.
That's right. Core four.
Core four.
Let's see. What else do we have? What was I saying we're going to talk about? Oh, I was talking about the best and worst gift that you've ever gotten for the holidays. And I have, and this has haunted me ever since I was probably about, I think I was 10, and it was Christmas time. And listen, I was an only child, so I did not lack for any gifts or anything like that during the holidays or birthdays or what have you. So I was always lucky in that respect. But every once in a while, my mom would throw me a curveball. So this one year for Christmas, she bought me this pair of Keds, okay, tennis shoes. Now, I was a straight-up Chuck Taylor guy. So Keds was like, Keds?
That's what the cheerleaders wear.
Right. But not only were they Keds, but they were suede.
Mm.
Now, the only saving grace about the Keds is that they were too big for me. And she was like, that's okay. You're growing like crazy. Here soon, you'll be able to wear them. So she, you know, she had me put them in my closet. And every time I looked at those shoes, I was like, I'm not growing. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not growing. My feet aren't growing. I'm never going to wear those shoes. I cannot be seen out there with my boys, you know, and their Chuck Taylors and me in these suede Keds. So the time did come when my feet did fit in those Keds. And my mom, of course, wear those Keds. Why don't you wear the Keds? And I said, all right.
They're too small.
I went up and I got them and they fit perfect. But the lucky thing is they only fit perfect for about 3 months. And then I outgrew them. So, but they haunted me forever. I mean, to this day, I think about those Keds waiting for me. Waiting for me in my closet.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any bad rest of the core four checking in? That's your mom.
So, oh, she's
so
in.
So we're good. We're good.
Yay.
That's core five and six.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the cores working. Do you guys have any gifts that you've received that you would consider like the worst gift or the best gift that you ever got for the holidays?
I don't know about worst.
Anybody else want to, if you want to chime in, 727-804-5891.
I have not, I can't say that, you know, I've been offended by a gift.
Right.
Or like worst gift or horrifying gift. But I do remember Jamie.
Yeah.
Several years ago, she had a bunny. And
like a real bunny.
A real bunny.
Yeah.
And Jamie became vegetarian.
Yeah.
Early on in life, like 9, 10.
Yeah, right.
And her aunt thought it was a good idea to buy her a rabbit scarf.
Okay.
Or muffler.
Yeah.
Jamie was horrified.
Yeah, that's,
I get
that's
that.
A bad gift.
That
yeah, don't do that. That's not
that
good.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many fantastic gifts over the years. Like I say, you know, as an only child, it's hard, you know. It's hard not to be the golden boy all the time. Mm-hmm. So it always worked out for me. So I can't really put my finger on one. Because I've gotten so many wonderful things over the years.
Right.
But those Keds were definitely right up there. That was the worst ever. That was the worst gift ever. What about you, Ty? Anything the worst?
I can't think of, like, the worst. I mean, I don't know. It's all been pretty good.
I can think of when you were younger, I always thought that everything we got you was the worst because we had to put it together. These are terrible gifts.
There was a lot of assembly required.
Yeah.
Well.
And.
Now I build them all myself.
That's
yes,
right.
You do.
You do. Yeah. What about you, Steph? Anything that that hits you, that comes out?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
All right. Well, we've all been lucky. All been lucky.
The people around us who were the gift givers have listened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important.
It listening. It's a great skill.
Yep.
It's not hard to not screw it up.
Right. This says 73% of adults say that they sleep with their phone in their bed or directly next to them. That's 73%.
It's my alarm. Like,
yeah,
I need it.
Is it in your bed or on the side table?
It's on the bookshelf right next to me.
Mine's across the room.
So many of us rely on our phones for just about everything now. Seems
don't like,
it.
They're also listening.
Yep.
They know when I'm snoring.
They are absolutely listening. Because, I mean, how many times have you been talking about something and go, oh, let me
hold
check
on,
it out.
Let me
Google that.
It.
And it's right there at the top of the Google selection, mm-hmm. right? So for sure they're listening.
They want that money.
I guess. How many of us take the phone into the bathroom?
I mean, it's already in my pocket.
You might as well go with me everywhere, right?
I try not to take it in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
When I get in the shower, yeah. I leave it outside the bathroom.
That's when I read the news.
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah.
I'm showering. I'm having me time lately, the last few days, warm time.
I like to get in the bathroom and get out, so even if I have my phone with me, it's not like I have a whole lot of time to do any big research project or anything like that. So it's like I'm in and out.
No, it's me time.
I'm not one of those people that, you know.
Sorry if I don't respond immediately.
Stays in there.
I'm in the bathroom. Mm. I'm taking a shower. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes.
Let's see. One of the things about the holidays is you get a chance to watch some things on you know, movies or whatever
mm-hmm.
That you might not have time to otherwise, and we've seen some things recently. Well, I talked about that Big Lebowski thing earlier, and that was just ridiculous. What did I say? It was the Jesus Rolls. Don't watch it; it's terrible. But we have started watching, and this is under the recommendation of Ty. This thing called Fallout. And it's sort of like a sci-fi western kind of mm-hmm. thing.
End of the world.
Yeah. And it's actually, sci-fi is not usually my thing, but it's the way that they've done it, it's fun to watch. It's sort of fun and interesting at the same time. So I'm going to give that a pass.
Fallout's real cool, man.
Yeah, Fallout's pretty good. It's not too bad. We also watched another one called Love and Death. And that's a true story about a 1980s axe murder.
Yes.
Remember? And that's a good one. That's
a very good one.
I think that was on Netflix. It's called Love and Death. And it's a true story about a 1980s axe murder. And the way that they put it all together, it's like you're watching and it's like you don't know who did it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who the killer was.
You don't know who the killer was or who was killed.
Right. And I mean, certain scenes, you're like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
They did it for sure. And then
they did it.
When you find out who did it,
and that
it's like,
one needs to go.
Yeah.
You know.
So those are a couple of good things right there. Fallout and Love and Death.
We also started watching.
Well, we watched The Phoenician. Remember The Phoenician? That was the one that the Wes Anderson one, where the guy who did a
Grand Budapest Hotel.
The Phoenician is quirky and also fun to watch. So that's
quite
good. Yeah. So that's a good one too.
We also started watching
what?
Jury Duty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it. I mean, it's not bad.
I like it.
It's fun and quirky as well.
It's very quirky. Yeah. It's lighthearted.
It's kind of like watching an episode of Parks and Recreation or something like that.
It's
sort of.
Yeah.
It's low effort TV.
Yeah. Low effort. No big names, you know.
But it's also, we have come to a point as a society where we feel like everything is so litigious and so true, right, and correct. But anytime you're in those situations, it's life. It's just a train wreck. It's not perfect. You know, everything that can go wrong does.
Yeah.
And I find it very lighthearted.
Solvay said, don't let your phone see you naked. And I just texted back, too late.
Too late.
Too late. Right. So we were all pretty much together the whole holidays, except for you. You go and do. One of the things about the holidays, and especially in this day and age where everybody is so politically different or indifferent.
Polarized.
Yeah. Holiday get-togethers can be kind of tricky. Especially if you don't see eye to eye on politics. I didn't run into any situations.
I did not.
Ty, I feel like you did, but I don't think that it became an issue. I think you just sort of shined it on and let it happen.
Let it roll.
Always do it.
Yeah, just let it go. It's easier that way. That way nobody's feelings get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can still talk to them the next day if you want to. You know, a lot of times when you hear somebody, you know, doing their whole preaching, you know, preaching the word, you're sitting there and you're thinking, what kind of a jackass is this? You know, how did I ever like this person? You know, what's the guy that I like? What's his name? He's got that song, and he says in the song, it says, I don't like half the people I love.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah. So
just because you love them.
Paul Thorne. That's it. Paul Thorne.
Just because you love them doesn't mean
right.
You're always going to agree.
That's right. It's 100% right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do we have? Do you find yourself to be a sympathetic, empathetic sort of person?
Yeah.
It's like, so I do too, to a point. Unless I'm talking to somebody that always has issues. And then it's like, I got the same thing. You know, it's not a big deal. Get over it. You know, I found myself in one of those conversations over the holidays where it's like, you're listing, you got this whole list of ailments and stuff like that. And it's like, I got that. Just deal with it. It's just part of getting older.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to James?
You're right. No. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Every other week, like his foot's rotting off or something.
Jimmy, as far back as we've known him, has been dying. Pieces have been rotting off.
I worry about that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've known him since he was what, 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since we've known that.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's 35.
Mm-hmm. He'll outlive all of us.
Yep. Well, because he actually goes to the doctor, uses the hand soap.
Now, that's one of the things.
And brushes his teeth far too long.
Right.
I remember waiting in the car. We pulled up in the driveway.
We would be in the car waiting to pick him up for band practice, and he'd be like, okay, I got to get in the shower, and it'd take like 45 minutes.
What were you doing prior?
We pulled up the one day, and he's like, okay, I'll be right out. Just let me brush my teeth.
I had a dentist tell me, any more than 3 minutes, you're doing damage.
He was in there.
For brushing teeth.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes.
That's way too much.
Well, he's got like the fancy floss and the water pick.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
It's like every time he brushes, he's going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Don't go to the dentist.
Full service clean every time. Right.
You do that once every 6 months, tops. Even the dentist says so.
Yep.
He'll live forever.
Probably. No, I the dentist, you know how I feel about the dentist. I'm a big fan of the dentist, but the, you know, I've always been proud that I've never had a cavity. And to have a dentist tell me, you're like way over brushing. You're just scrubbing the enamel right off your teeth. You're doing it wrong. And you know, the first question was, what kind of toothbrush do you use? I'm like, Oral B, you know,
like a grill brush.
Well, what? Well,
stainless
what,
steel.
What you know? What strength? I guess. And I said medium, and they were like medium. You know, like I had broken the law. You need to go with a soft one. I mean, I was like, soft? Look, that doesn't even do anything.
Let that just be, you know, evidence that there are no right answers in there.
Exactly.
They're not happy with anything you do.
No. Mm-mm.
They're going to blame you no matter what.
I mean, aren't you going to give me any props for not having any cavities?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They hope you do. That's more money for them.
Yeah. You've got missing teeth. Because you scrubbed them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a missing tooth now because of them. Jerks.
Who's to blame? Finger right. Pointing.
Yep.
Let's end that. Let's just live.
No finger pointing?
Yeah. Okay. Except.
Yep. Let's see. We're getting close to another break already, and which is good because we really only have a few more things to talk about here on the list. So, good. Yeah, one of the things I want to talk about, and I saw this today, MTV. And we'll talk about it. Well, just think about MTV.
Oh.
Something, there was a big announcement today. Well, I saw it today, but it just recently happened. MTV, I want to talk about anti-bucket list.
Oh.
So a bucket list is usually something that you want to do before you die. An anti-bucket list is something that you never want to do ever again in your life. So think about
those. I've got a lot of those. You're
right. Should we put those on our bingo cards?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We have the positive bingo card and the negative bingo card.
There you go. And then Waymos. Waymos are apparently coming to Tampa.
Yes.
Waymos are the driverless taxis. Mm. So we'll talk about that.
Good.
Anyway, folks, for the Mark ride. Radio Happy Hour show, we need to take another break. This is our third and final break that leads us into the fourth quarter of the show. Fourth and final segment. Right.
Down.
This is one that we've played on the show before. If you believe in earworms, this'll be it.
This is it.
This'll be the one. I urge you not to listen to this.
Yeah, go potty.
Before it's too late.
Here we go. All right, well, that was a BWERUN beer run and by Tom Snyder, who recently passed away, actually, and not too old. He was only like in his late 40s. So
really?
Kind of sad, yeah.
Maybe too many beer runs?
Maybe too many beer runs, right.
Heir to the pretzel fortune.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Favorite earworm ever.
It's one of them, for sure. What's the, there's another one. What's the Beatles song? Except for me and my monkey. I can sing that for days. Anyway, so before the break, I said we were going to talk about this thing that surprised me about MTV. MTV came around in like 1981. And when it came out, it was like the best thing I'd ever seen on TV ever in my life.
Oh, agree.
It changed everything. It absolutely changed everything. If you grew up as a, in your teens or in your early 20s or that kind of thing in the 80s, MTV was it. Was truly it. And then, of course, years in, they started doing the shows and stuff like that, which in my mind sort of blew it. But the music videos were incredible. So they started in August, I think it was August 1st, 1981. And the very first, what?
Very first song.
Yes. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes.
Okay. Then I saw today, and this surprised me, MTV officially shut down its global 24-hour music channels December 31st, just 2 days ago.
Oh,
and I was
kidding.
Like, they were still playing music on MTV? I had no idea.
I mean, probably not. But guess what? Would be interested
guess
in.
What they wrapped it up with? Video killed the radio star by the Buggles. Yep.
What was the second song?
Let's see.
Is that the Dire Straits one?
I think it was I think it's the Mexican one.
No.
What was it? Oh, Money for Nothing?
Yes.
Was it?
I believe so.
Huh, maybe.
Moving these refrigerators.
Microwave ovens.
Microwave yeah. ovens. Mm-hmm. Get your checks for free. I believe.
So my Mexican, I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican
radio. That might have been third. Oh, look, I remember watching the launch.
I know where I was when Michael Jackson's Thriller came out.
I do too.
I know exactly where I was. Who I was with. What we were doing. What we were about to do. Watched it.
Mm-hmm. MTV, in my mind, had too much of a grasp on American teenagers.
Well, look what happens now. You got TikTok, you got every single one of these social media sites. MTV was the godfather of all of it.
If true MTV came back, I think that would heal society.
I think so too. One of the things that I always appreciated about MTV was that if you're looking at a lot of the artists that were from the 60s and early 70s that had sort of started to peter out, and I'm talking about bands like the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and The Who, and a lot of those British rock bands, the Kinks, all of those, MTV came out, and now all of a sudden, well, we're not filling stadiums anymore, so what are we going to do now? Make some videos. Put it out there. Introduce yourself to a whole new audience. And guess what? They started putting out videos, and now all of a sudden they're filling stadiums again.
Exactly.
It rejuvenated the entire music scene. It was crazy the way it worked. And I think it was a genius idea.
And the videos
were phenomenal.
Were incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the whether they were
Tom Petty's Don't Come Around Here No More.
Right, please. Crafted yeah. videos or just stadium
yeah.
footage.
The live concert ones were
live
great.
Concert ones.
What was that one that was like the drawing? It looked like it was like
the Rickroll.
The what? What was it?
That was the one from the Bajas.
Something, maybe.
I think that was the Bajas.
I thought it was the Rickroll.
That's Rick Astley.
I'm talking about Take On Me.
I think that was the Bajas.
I'm not sure, but that was a cool video too. So many great ones.
I think you're both right. So I'm wrong.
Tom Petty video. Yeah, absolutely. Debbie agrees. Old cover art in video format. Old cover art was the best, for sure.
I loved those videos. It was addictive. You lost your job.
Well, I'm telling you, that's absolutely right. I, you know how I am. I'm never late for anything.
Mm-hmm.
MTV came around. I worked on the other side of town. There were days where I was 2 or 3 minutes late just because I had to see that last video, you know?
Loved the videos.
They would announce what was coming up, you know, but they never played them in the order that they said they were going to come
They
up.
Said.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I can wait. I can wait a minute. Now you've burned another 4 minutes watching this video.
That's how they get you.
Yep. Now you got to break the land speed record to get to work.
It was a great social experiment.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was cool, man.
It anyway, worked.
Yeah.
Paved the way for the nightmare we have today.
For sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, one of the things I think Paul's talking about
well, this is
the cover art for albums.
how we pave the way for the future. Oh, we got another coffer. Coffer in house. Well, we're trying.
It's almost over.
Isn't? I've had the longest.
Well, the show's almost over.
Okay, that was gross. I just tried to spit in my trash can and totally missed.
Oh,
nice.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Take
way
a picture.
To go. Way to go, Maida.
Got a big clam on my floor. I'm sorry, folks. That's gross. But we got the crud, man. We got the crud. Anyway.
Work on your aim.
I thought I had it, but I was trying to not spit on my microphone too. So.
Oh well, there's that.
So I missed. I muffed it. I muffed it. So I also mentioned that I heard that the Waymos are going to be coming to the Tampa Bay area.
And I didn't think they were still doing those.
Well, Waymo are the driverless taxis.
Yes. They're coming to Tampa.
Yeah.
Not to St. Pete yet.
Well, they probably won't come here.
Well, Debbie just threw up in her mouth.
Sorry, Deb.
Core four.
Yeah. Hey, you've done worse. Cleaned up worse.
Yeah. Oh, for
and
sure.
And you know it.
Yeah.
For me, not for Mark. Yeah. But
she just sent me the pukey face.
Mm-hmm. It's gross. Don't
it is
get
gross.
It.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The Waymos, I mean, I was talking to my dad today, and we were talking about, you know, what they've done to downtown St. Pete. They've just overdeveloped, and they're supposedly, I think the tallest building there now is like 47 or 48 stories, and they're in the middle of now building a 60-story building down there. And
they're ruining it.
They are
all of the high rises, and then all of the like townhouses that have popped up everywhere. There's no place to park at all. So I was
and
telling
no
Dad,
affordable housing,
right? And I was telling Dad, I was like, you know, we don't go down there unless we're gonna Uber. We don't go. You can't. You drive
Uber,
yourself insane trying to find a place to park.
Yep. Uber or Sunrunner.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sunrunner is pretty cool, especially on like holidays and stuff like that, or anytime they're having like a special event down there. You don't have to pay for the Sunrunner, and it's the bus. It's
yes,
the, you know,
and that
it's cool. It's a good way to go.
Okay. I think that to me, they're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the high rises, but the Sunrunner. Holidays or events.
It'd be cooler if we could have a train.
Yeah.
Well, we...
Thanks a lot, Rick Scott.
Yeah. Oh, don't go there. Had a conversation about that one today.
One of the things I was thinking about, and I talked about this...
But once you get off the train, you need the Sunrunner.
Mm-hmm.
You need the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get you to the smaller...
From the station to the venue.
To
right.
The other locations. The high-speed train gets you to the hub.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunrunner gets you pier, beach,
right.
Where you want to go. We're making progress. Even... Against all of the odds against us.
One of my biggest concerns about downtown St. Pete with them putting all of these super high rises down there is that land down there, is it going to support all that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to put that kind of weight.
On sand?
That close to the water? I mean, it's like, I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't know that I'd be buying one of those units in one of those.
I wouldn't do it.
No way, man.
My first concern is sewage.
Right, because the drainage downtown St. Pete is bad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sewage.
Yep.
You know, how do we deal? And the sewage, if they don't put in the infrastructure for the sewers for said high rises with so many flushers.
Yeah.
That could destabilize.
Absolutely.
The sand.
Mm-hmm. So
sewage. Sewage is your number one in development.
So we started this conversation talking about the Waymos, and I don't know how quick I'm going to be to get in a driverless car.
No. They're real cool in a riot, though. You can just keep ordering new cars to burn.
Apparently.
Right. I did hear the story about the person that was trying to go to the airport, and the Waymo wouldn't stop. It just kept doing the loop. Mm-hmm. It would pull up to the passenger drop off, but then it wouldn't let him out, and he'd just do the loop again. Did the loop like 15 times, and it's like, wait a minute, let me out.
Charging him the whole time.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Look, the world is interesting today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's important that you're watching Fallout now.
Yeah. 2026.
Whole new start. Now, 2026. Now, a lot of times people that will have like a bingo card, or they'll have a New Year's resolution. Some people start a bucket list. So is there anything on your bucket list that you want to do? And then also, is there anything on your anti-bucket list that you wouldn't ever want to do again?
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling is done for you. That's done, on the anti-bucket list for Ty, snorkeling.
Never again.
I love snorkeling. I thought it was great. I've almost drowned twice doing it, but actually had a lot of fun doing it. Saw some really cool stuff.
Still not on his anti-bucket list.
Right. Let's see. What else would be on an anti-bucket list? For me, ever getting on a ladder again. I don't really care about getting on any ladders.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. That's very encouraging.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. What else? Anti-bucket list. What about you guys? You guys just don't have anything on the list? Anything you don't ever want to do again?
I mean, really, I just don't want to get in water again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any kind of like natural water?
I'm not into it.
You know what?
Will you get in the pool?
Yeah, the pool's fine.
Yeah, okay. I get you. I totally get it. I mean, I remember the days, the hours that I spent in the water at Ocean City when I was a kid. I mean, all day in the water without a care.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jaws came out, and it was like, okay.
You know what?
Maybe I got to look around, keep my head on a swivel, still on the water, you know. But now it's like,
we still went in when we moved.
Not a lot.
I don't get in the water.
But by the time I was your age, Ty, I didn't get in the water anymore.
Debbie Dan Gray says, unless driving on ice or snow.
Oh.
Anti-list.
Agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Not looking to do that.
Now, I will get in the ocean or the Gulf before I'll get in any other kind of water.
Mm-hmm.
Pond, forget about it.
Fresh water?
Creek, forget about it. Lake, forget about it.
I also don't care to see another Florida summer.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bingo card.
Pack it up.
Big pass on that.
Florida summer? I'm not opposed to the Florida summer.
I'm not opposed to Florida summer.
I'm okay with it.
Well, good for you.
I'm okay with it.
I don't like the fact that I have realized that Florida actually has winter.
Yeah, but we've been lucky. I mean, we've had a couple of super cold winters since we've been down here. And we say super cold, which means that it got down to 40.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that laugh at 40.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. I don't want to laugh at 40.
We've had a couple of winters where the cold lasted a long time. It seems like lately, the last couple of years, You get a couple of days of cold weather, and then it goes right back up into the upper 70s, and it's like, okay.
It's the climate change.
Yeah. I can deal with those 2 days.
You know? Is it climate change? I feel like we should move closer to the equator.
No.
Mm, no.
Not me. I never want to sweat again.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I'm done with that.
I would prefer to sweat than to freeze.
No, yeah, that me part too. Of my life is over.
Yeah, I'll do the sweating.
I'm taking the sweat before the freeze.
Me too. I'm with you. I'm with you, honey. I'm with you on that one.
I have frozen enough in my life. But you grew up here.
Yeah.
You didn't freeze the first 18 winters of your life. Well, okay. So you lived up north the first 6. You thought that was cool.
Let's see. I wrote this thing down the other day. It says, the funniest thing about Trump and Epstein is not that they were friends. It's that it is the only evidence we have of Trump having any friends. And his bestie was a pedophile. So, you know.
True.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting. Yeah. I like that perspective.
How many times do you listen to music and it makes you want to emotional?
Every time.
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's times, you know, because I come in here every Thursday to pick music. There's times when I get misty. I do. And it's not because it's a sad song, because I'm not playing any sad songs, but it's just the whole emotion of the song. It's the got song. Me. It's got me. I get the bumps on my arms, and you know, the hair standing up. I'm
the
like,
memories.
Yeah, right.
You can smell and see.
I think if you're not getting emotional listening to music, you might not be alive.
Try again.
Try again. Yeah.
They played Landslide for the end of Stranger Things, and it messed me up. I was like, I was out of it. I was like, for a day and a half, I was just sad.
What's happening with you?
I'm having emotions.
You're going through the change. You're going through the change. You used to be rock solid like Mom over there.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Princess. Now all of a sudden, you're going through the change. I'm proud of you.
I'm feeling things now.
I'm proud of you, Ty. Damn it.
It's hard. It's very hard.
As soon as the show's over, we're going to hug it out.
Okay.
Big
it's very
hug.
Hard to feel things.
Great big hug.
It
only took 35 years, but I'm finally human. Wow.
Yeah, right.
I've finally adapted to you people.
Yeah.
58, I'm still trying.
Yeah. Well, it's a process.
It's a thing.
Anyway, what else do we have? Who's crying?
All of us.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like I'm not blubbering listening to these songs, but.
No,
Get a little misty.
Get a little misty.
Mm-hmm.
Memories.
Yeah, for sure. I know somebody probably definitely gets misty, and that's my buddy Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a puss. Just saying. Love you, bud.
What is that? Across the Universe when they play Let It Be?
Oh, my God.
Leave the room.
Oh, my God.
That's worse
I'm
than a
now.
Public.
I'm thinking about it.
Just don't think about it.
That's worse than a Publix commercial. You want Waterworks? Here it is.
Good for you, Ty.
The Publix commercials are unfair.
Yeah, they are unfair.
I'm sitting down to watch Mad Max. I'm ready to go. And here's this, and it's all like, oh, they love each other.
There's love in the world. It's not all hate and violence.
Yeah. All right. We should probably do these quotes. Hold on.
Hold on. Can you?
Okay. All right, turn me back up.
That was Ty, not.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm trying to keep it together here. Let's see. I do these quotes at the end of every show. This show's no different. This one says, "New Year's resolutions don't have to be about positive changes. You can commit to seek revenge, remain petty, and disrespect your enemies."
And you better believe I did.
I saw that post. Mm. Thank you.
This one says, are we ready to admit that Donnie pretended to be shot?
Since the day it happened.
Yep, 100%. Let's see. I like this one. Ty, you probably won't. When you're done holding cats, you can just drop them on the floor.
It's true, though.
They land on their feet.
They always do.
Mm-hmm. I put him down like a baby, though.
This one says, why does Trump care about the Christians in Nigeria but not the ones in Ukraine?
Mm. Ah. Mm-hmm.
This one says, Trump, normalizing makeup for men.
And J.D. Vance.
And yeah. J.D. Vance.
And the last one says, if you're going to quit anything this year, quit being a bitch.
Or MAGA. Yeah, right. You choose.
Right. So those are my quotes. Let's see. What do we have? We've got about 3.5 minutes left. So, Steph, do you want to add anything here at the end of the show?
Happy 2026.
Yes.
It will be a better year.
Or else.
Or else.
I saw a shooting star this morning.
There you go. That's something.
Right
that
out.
Was a missile.
Are you sure it wasn't Three-Eye Atlas?
Well, I'm not sure. I found it.
It's SpaceX exploding again.
Could be.
Dad says we should watch Mandy Patinkin sing Over the Rainbow with the kids of at Mom Donnie's thing.
Inauguration.
Yeah, I saw parts of the inauguration, but I didn't see that part.
Oh, I love that song.
I do too.
I wish he was president.
And we should play it next week.
Okay, we can. And then we'll all sit here and cry. Ty, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
I've got a show coming up downtown St. Pete on the 9th.
Oh, this is the one where you're the singer?
Yeah, go look at it.
Nice.
Bring money.
What's the name of the band?
Crimson Shadow.
Crimson Shadow. Okay.
Where's that at?
Speakeasy. It's going to be one of those street shows.
Nice.
Speakeasy. Okay.
Shutting down the road.
All right.
Love it.
I will say Semper Fi Devil Dogs. I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I apologize to everybody for leaving my phone in the other room for half the show.
Core 4.
What a dope. Thank you so much for Core 4 showing up tonight.
Means a lot. Thank you for participating.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means. Anyway, we love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Everybody have a nice weekend. Happy 2026. Let's get her done. See you next week.
That's all, folks. That came out.